Brother Freedom and I want to welcome you on this Tuesday afternoon to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. And Brother Freedom has just arrived, and he's excited because God's given him a message. He can feel it burning within him. And we want you to get your Bible and turn it to Acts chapter 16. And Brother Freedom will give you some other scriptures too, I'm sure. And he's got something wonderful for you. He's not going to pray a long prayer. He feels he's ready to go. Father, we just thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a glorious way. Lord, you're so good. You're so successful. Lord, you never make a mistake. You always win. You always succeed. You're always going over, and you never go under. And we thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Freedom, touching the listeners today. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks in advance. Amen.
I just want to say I praise God for his goodness. I thank him for his mercy. I'm thankful for prayer, and I thank for what prayer does. But we should know how to pray, and we should know that the Spirit of God becomes alive within us. Father, I just pray for the mighty unction to come here today. I pray that you'll bind all hindering forces, all powers, it's not for you, and you'll loose your spirit in its entirety upon wherever these words go. I pray there'll be life. I pray it'll be like gasoline being spread upon something that just explode. It'll be just as consumed. Just to the will. Work, Father. Do thy will. We praise you this day, and we thank you this day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Out there today, I'd just like to tell all of you out there that I really love each one of you. And Brother Freedom don't know nothing. I want you to know that. The dumber I get, the better it gets. You know, I just find out, after all these 70-some years of the Lord, well, the dumber I get, because I have no importance on what I have. And that's where we have, that's where mankind, new Christians, some of the aged Christians are worse than anybody, but because they can do a few things, it takes away their sensitivity. It takes away their quality from God. And they don't see things really happening, and so because things are not happening, they have to get out here and tell things and do things that really doesn't edify the Spirit of God. It's from self. And nobody can edify from self because self is not important. God's important. And he gives an unction that will function as always correct. What he tells you, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go to your, take and read up all these books and stuff and see what up. God will let you know what's right. You trust in him so tremendously, you don't worry. Because God will not let you fail. He wishes these last hours that you not fail. He wants you to be fail-proof. Oh, come on, see, the fail-proof is that it can't fail because God is in the midst of it. God's the proof. He is alive. He's real. The 16th chapter of Acts, we find that the Apostle Paul and Silas was put in prison. They had been put in a place that most people would get. I can see people today, they'd be uptight. They're uptight. 99% they'd be really uptight. Boy. And you know what? Where we find them? They're praising God. And they're singing and praising. And that's what the Hebrew children didn't do when they was out there in the desert for those years. If they just stop, says, hey, we went around this desert long enough. We're all going to stop here and praise God and have a hallelujah time. It would have been over. They would have had a hallelujah revival. The glory would come down. And God would have camped above them and sprinkled great blessings upon them. Powers from heaven to touch them. Oh, hallelujah. Because they bound to have been so thirsty. They were starving from being absent from God. I tell you, when we're not with God, we're at a place of when we don't have that communion with God, we're in a serious place of being left here because if our hearts would stop, something happened. We're in a very questionable spot. I want you out there today to remember this. Are you in a questionable spot? Are you in the place that God's using you with his glory upon you? Or are you sort of retarded and doing things within yourself? And I bet this fits a lot of people out there. You're sort of doing things within yourself. You know, pastors told me for years, I was like a broken record. You'll never do anything. You'll never do anything. Just remember, God can't use people like you. And I said he's going to, because that's what the word declares. He's going to take a nobody that they know there's nothing within them. No good thing. And God's going to touch those people. If this is touching your heart right now, he's going to touch those kind of people mighty ways. In this last hours, I believe there's going to be a mighty revival that's going to come on this earth, as it spoke of in many places in the Bible. Daniel spoke in existence. It's coming. See, when I speak things, I speak because it's going to happen. Brother Flint, when he comes over the prayer request, I know it's happening. God's already worked out the end words. How come I see that? Who come I see that? God doesn't want you to fail, sir. Brother, sister, amend your ways to God, and God will anoint you. But where the trouble is, we want to do it within ourselves. We want to get people to know how great we are. Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing great in me. I want you to know that out there. God's what's great. And the only thing that I've ever done anything good with God is what I allowed him to do. I can't say that one thing in my life, even if it was done for good, they didn't happen. When God led me, they all happened. I mean, there's blessings upon blessings. Couldn't keep up with them. Always there, manifesting the good things from heaven. And everybody'd be so cranky, and I'd be so happy. Because God's real. But we need to learn, as Apostle Paul and Silas, that we need, well, especially when we're in trouble, that's when we need to rely on God. Now, we need to rely on God in all times, but especially when you're in trouble. When you backslide and you're so cranky, you don't know ups and downs, and you don't know how to do the dishes no more. You're so angry at your wife. That's the time to really seek God. Instead of getting out here and fretting, going back and sitting in the corner and pouting, go sit down and pray and seek God. Say, Lord, I love you. How come I see? I praise you. I thank you that I'm so fearfully and wonderfully made, and you just take an old mess like I am, and you can rework me and remake me after you, and your glory will come out of me. Well, I have nothing to offer you, but if I come and offer myself as a sacrifice, you'll break me. You'll mold me and mold me into your image, that I might come forth as a righteousness from heaven. Who come us, that I would not walk in my own understanding, but I'd walk through the illumination of God's glory upon us. Without the illuminated spirit of God to be alive and real, that I have, thus which saith the Lord, and I can speak it assuredly. I can know, which I pray for people. I know they're going to get healed. I know. And this is what our church is lacking. Our church don't have it. The fundamental churches don't have this. And they're doing great works. I got a TV channel that the Lord just gave it to me. Now, so I go through and hear all these, I won't say the broadcasting companies, to me, they're just a dry as bird's nest. There ain't no power. There's a lot of words, but no anointing. The glory of God. I've never heard him once speak in the spirit. Not one time. I've never done anything without speaking through the Spirit first. Then things happen. The glory. And if you're ashamed to talk in the Spirit, then you shouldn't. You're just, God is not going to be able to take you to heaven, because he's going to take those kind of people there. I know it. Because that's the unction within you, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God alive within you. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to worry about confusion. All these things that comes on mankind is so unpredictable. You know, God is predictable. Mankind's unpredictable. That means he never knows what's going to happen. He don't know heads up or tails are down. He doesn't know nothing. He has no unction to function. He's living in despair, so he's guessing. He's always in confusion. He's always messed up. But you start walking spirit, you're walking in God's love. Listen for a minute, just see what you walk in his authorities. You can walk being led by him. He knows all things. When he says something, do it. You know it's going to come to pass. Don't have a doubt. And when people tell you something, I mean, even the best, you know, Pastor Joe Kelly and Evangelist Mike Smith over here, and they all can cheat, they all lie, they get to tell you things that don't always come to pass. But God never. And those few times that people do cheat and lie, you know, you get in trouble. You know, you can live 1,000 years and never make a mistake. But this never happens anyway, but people, but I'm just saying the natural. But you make one mistake, you're marked. And that's why the Christians are marked, because they've been out here trying to do it so hard within themselves. And pretty soon you foul up. And I'm here today to guarantee the Holy Ghost is to keep you from fouling up. He don't put you in that place of question. That place of not being able to trust from heaven. Not being able to hear all the time. My Father's eyes are open to the righteous. His ears are open to their cries. He's open to our petitions. He will give us the answer. Those petitions that we lift up to Him, He will move upon us mightily. The Brother Freedom is sort of not what I used to have. My voice, just, you know, it's probably a whole lot, not where I was. But God's brought me down to where everything I have is only Him. And I'm pretty sure that's what He got to do with everybody. Because in ourselves, there's too much flesh. And flesh doesn't please God. God uses it for years, but there's a time when we need to all grow up. We need a time of taking a bath, a spiritual bath. There's a time when you quit saying these little bad things and start walking upright. Saying things that edify. You know, the keeper, the jail, they wanted to take their life. And Paul says, don't worry about it. We're here. See, love suffers long. If you're where you should be with God, love bonds not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own, seeketh not our own way, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. We're going to not rejoice when our brother falls, because we cannot, that's not in ourself. In James, the third chapter, I'd like to, because I really believe that we need to get this into our spirit today. It said, the tongue is a fire of the world of iniquity, so that the tongue among our body, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of our nature, and it is set on fire from hell. You know, when we start speaking wrong things, we need help. We desperately need help. It says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Deadly poison. See, the Bible says life and death in the power of the tongue. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Don't really mess us up, Christian. There's too much idle time. And it's not really bad what you're saying, but there's no edifying. It's dead things that you're saying. It's things that we shouldn't even think about. Bible says he will keep in perfect view his mind is stayed on thee. And that's the part that God spoke to me this morning so vividly about. Our minds need to stay on him totally. When we're up and down, in and out, our mind is taking a great hit. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war with the flesh, so the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. We're supposed to actually go out there and bring these wrong things in that God will set us free and set those free that we work with. I have a man that called me. He's a friend and he's a real pastor too. But he was amazed that the things that I pray are answered. I know they're answered. The carnal Christian cannot understand this. But God, you get right with God. God wants your prayers to be answered. If you can say to this mountain, be moved, it shall be moved. So we got to have that faith within us that it is going to happen. There's no substitute for God's faith within you. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for He is rewarded to those that diligently seek Him through faith. The Bible says, what's the amount of faith is sin? Faith is a powerful substance. There's so many powerful things in the Bible that we, you know, when people get trying to get any depth of the Christians, they have never even learned the fundamentals. You know, I thought about that this morning really powerfully. I've seen some pastors, and I say this with disgust, and the churches thought they were really anointed. God just showed me this morning, and most of them failed. Where they failed, they was people thought they were really great because they could yell out and scream and all that stuff. But there was no anointing. They didn't sense that. They had no discernment. We need the discernment from heaven. We need to realize that we're a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of our Lord our God. In this way that we're living in, there's so many Christians that are saying things that's not from heaven. Life and death in the power of the tongue. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. See, the Lord hasn't really got much to work with here with me. I want all of you out there, not nerd, don't put your eyes on Brother Freedom because he is nothing. You need to keep your eyes on the Lord. But I do know you need to send your prayers in because they are going to be answered. If you believe, if you get them to us, they will be answered. We're saying great. It's not in ourselves. It's in God. God's Almighty. As he told in the book of Daniel, told Daniel, he said they're going to do great and mighty exploits in the last hour. I believe it. There's going to be a few godly people that's going to move mightily. There's going to be a lot that will not have a clue what's happening. But we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to be awakened, ready for that time. The fourth chapter in James all say, ye ask in the midst, and you receive not. See, that's what's wrong. We've been asking because our life is not where it should be. It does something to us. It puts a complexion upon us that we're really not where we should be. And God has a way of uncovering us and showing our nakedness to the world. Because we're ministering to people in the world that we have to have God almost be able to minister for them. But if our ministry is not true, you're naked. You're not where you should be. In Ephesians, it says, this I say and testify of the Lord that you no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, being alienated from the things of God. It goes on down. Our hearts are blackened, darkened. God wants us to be alive in him. But that's why the church of the Lord Jesus Christ needs to be full of the Holy Ghost. I don't know of any other way to keep you really up to date myself. I have to stay on my knees and have the Holy Ghost a real experience all the time. Without it, I find myself wanting. I found myself not having enough reserve of God's Spirit upon me that I can go through something. I try not to happen, but I say, we really need to work on working out your salvation with fear and trembling. I tell you, if you don't get out here and pray in the Spirit by yourself, I don't mean to go in some buildings and just see who can outdo who. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, you need to pray in the quiet time. Who comes in the glory of God, that you might be illuminated. His glory be upon you, because he says the edifying of the saints. When you're in with people, you shouldn't be in a competition there anyway. The Spirit of God should be moving. And if there's competition there, it means that he's not has preeminence. God is not having preeminence. If God has preeminence, it means he's in total moving. He has total power. And that's what's wrong in churches. We're not in total agreement with the Spirit. And so the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for the Spirit is discerned. God's looking for people that will lean not in their own understanding. We got to learn to rest in the Lord. In Hebrews it says they could not enter in because they could not come into the rest. How come I see the glory of God puts us in that rest, in our spiritual rest, that we might be not tired no longer, but we'll be glorious in God's glory. When you get tired and exhausted, your body becomes fatigued. You get careless. You do things you shouldn't do. I've worked in these kind of conditions. It's tough. But spiritually the same way. You start pushing yourself beyond what you can do, what's your maximum. You need the Spirit of God to help you there. And that's why in all these instances we have to be moved upon by the Spirit. Because when we're doing it within ourselves, then our capabilities backfire. They give in. They become quenched because the Spirit's been quenched. We cannot quench the Spirit and have reality with God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, we need to have a clear signal from heaven. And that means like our computers, instead of a complete signal that nothing can interfere from that signal. If you get right with God, you don't have to have no interpreter for you. You don't have nothing. God is sufficient. He'll help you. He's able to give you strength. And then he moves you into a place that people need help. You'll be equipped to help. Like this man that called me, he said everything is changing in his whole, in his church. And all of his works, he's got a lot of works. People are feeding all these kind of things. And things are just, and people wouldn't couldn't get along with him. I prayed about that. Now people are just working with him so good. And money's coming in where it didn't come. I mean, things supernaturally are happening. God brings a response to those that call upon him out of true heart. Those that believe and believe mightily, God is going to do great mighty things. It's not that he's partial, but he moves by what he speaks. It's not because he loves that man, but he does love that man because he follows righteousness. And I know God does that. But you can't say that God is partial. We're all the same. We all got the right to seek God. And God will make it where we all can hear. We got to respond to him. He is the reason to respond to. It's respond to not this world. The men of this world, they'll deceive you. But respond to God. God will give you a leadership. And one day, like myself, I waited upon the Lord many years. Now things are starting to snowball. They're starting to move. I'm seeing great things happening. And I know out there, where we're ministering, the internet is our number one concern. And we're going to have some things out there for you. You're going to see great and mighty things. You're going to see the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Just call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. You're going to be able to pray for the sick yourself. You're going to be able to lay hands until you can. I'll pray with you. But you need to learn to encourage yourself, because we want to have you come to this place that you can move mightily in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I believe that coming of the day is very soon. And out there you all, if you're in China, Russia, wherever you are this day, you need to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and power and might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wild devil. God wants you to succeed over there. God wants you to work for this power, for this anointing. Might have to do like me, take a break now and then. But God will give you strength. God will give you purpose. God will give you direction. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount wings of eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Call on me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sins the sins of scorn, but his delight. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in the season. His leaves shall also not wither. His leaves shall also, you hear me? Your leaf will not wither. God wants to cover us. And whatsoever we do, it shall prosper. You're going to prosper. Because God, they're not so. For like a chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. But the ungodly shall perish. How come us? You'll know. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You don't have to want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And notice my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall hold me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I guarantee you, that's for all of you out there. The Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is a way of death. We got to get things out of what we think. We got to make sure it's from heaven. We got to make sure it's moved upon by God's mighty Spirit. Where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And liberty means it's, you don't have all the warring. Like in conflict, like in Korea, there was no liberty. It was just always shells going off, mines going off, all these treacherous things happening. And that's where it begins. Until we have the Lord, there's troubles. No ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thee. All thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. And he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, That's how they've dashed their foot against the stone. In Hebrews it says, are they not ministering? Spirit sent forth to minister for the saints. Brothers and sisters, you need angels to help you. The strength from heaven. God has an old army of protection. Think about it. The enemy only has a third of the angels. God has two-thirds, and God's powerful. God himself is more powerful than all the angels put together. But God has, he's got what it takes to back you. The enemy, he'll just buckle to you for a little time. But the Bible said if you resist him, he's going to flee from you because God will make sure. Call on me and I'll answer thee. Draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to us. Resist the enemy and he'll flee from us. God wants to touch you today in a mighty way. God wants to bless you, encourage you. But by your words, you're justified. That's why please don't say things that you're ashamed of. Don't confess things that's unright. God wants you to make sure what you say is what God would have you. Make your words be few. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Make your words be few and righteous from God from heaven. And God will anoint you, and where you don't have something to be ashamed of, and you'll be a mighty warrior for God, and God bless you. In a mighty way, I pray that God will anoint you, bless you this day forevermore, and I pray that God will give you strength this day. I pray that he'll give you a way in the storm and bless you in a mighty way. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen, and God bless you, and that means God so be it. So be it for you, and God will bless you. In the name of Jesus, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless.